It's time for Community Matters, brought to you by Metro County Hospital Health Systems. We're joined here this morning by Ben Crisp, who is a part owner of The Spot Bar and Grill and Restaurant in Downs. And Caleb Bowers is with us. He's going to be performing live music coming up on Saturday. And that's why they're here, to talk about an event coming up on September the 14th. How you guys doing? And I'm going to have you lift that mic a little bit closer to here. There you go, because we want to hear Ben talk. That's why he's here, Ben and Caleb. All right, we'll start with Ben. What do you got going on this Saturday?
Hey, we're just looking to have a good time, open up the spot for a live venue, and we're lucky to have KJ here performing some great music for us. So
what can we expect on Saturday? The show starts at 9 over there at the spot?
Yep, show starts at 9, and it goes to about 1 in the morning, and I've got a good friend of mine, Ty Rempe. He's also a bandmate of mine in the band Motor Co., and he's going to be opening up a set around 9 o'clock, and I should be going on sometime around 10 to 11 and about 1. And so a lot of fun time. The music's going to be a variety of rock, country, some pop, kind of a mix of both. And, it'll be a fun time. Put your dancing shoes on, folks.
All right, sounds good. There is a cover charge, right,
for the concert? There's going to be a $5 cover charge for everybody that wants to come and see the show. We're also going to have some food, hot apps, so they'll be available all night.
Okay. Any specific specials, or do people need to show up and find out what's going on Saturday?
Well, no, we'll have just our regular poppers, breaded mushrooms, your typical bar menu, and then everybody can come and drink and enjoy the
show, huh? From 9 to 1 coming up on Saturday. So you talked about some of the music. Give us a little bit of your background. KJ, Caleb, which way you want me to call you today?
So most of me know by Caleb Bowers, but I go under the artist name KJ Bowers. Okay. I lived in Nashville for a little over three and a half years, and recently moved back. Our folks, we purchased a car dealership, Bloit Motors. Mm-hmm. Now we're called Bloit Buick GMC. And so they asked if I want to come back and help run the dealership. So I said, you know what, that's probably I'd like to do that. So big change moving from the city back to small town. And, I like the small town living and just good folks. And you don't have to deal with a lot of the city traffic, seems
hustle
like.
And bustle.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And I had a great time in Nashville. And I go back from time to time, do some recording. I record an EP. I don't have a set release date for it yet. I'm getting a lot of the administrative work set aside and getting that up and going to find a release date for it. So, but things are in the plan for it. You guys may have heard the songs that we did a little ad with here, mm-hmm. and those are going to be a little sneak peek of what's to come. So, I came back probably about 5-6 months ago, and just keep rock and rolling with it. I'm in a couple bands so far down here. I've got a band up in Superior, Nebraska called Motor Co. I've been a group for about 5 months, and we are working pretty hard to get a couple good sets going so we can start playing some live shows in probably early 2020. Got another band down in Marquette, Kansas, and mm-hmm. working with them and doing the solo thing on the side. And we've got a handful of shows coming up, as you know, this coming weekend. Also playing the Harvest Festival on the 21st. Mm-hmm. Also playing Jitters Coffee House down at Concordia on mm-hmm. the 27th, I believe, on a Friday night. And so staying pretty busy with it and enjoying it. And, say thanks to Ben here and David for letting me come out and play. Mm-hmm. They've got a good establishment, and I'm excited to be part of it and be here for the community. And if you guys need a car, let me know. Take care of you.
Hey, you make a deal in between sets coming up on Saturday, huh?
Yeah.
You can be, you're multidimensional is what Caleb is here. I understand how that works. And radio, of course.
Yeah.
We're talking to KJ or Caleb Bowers and Ben Chris. They have the event coming up from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. at the spot in Downs. How long have you guys been open? Because it used to be Crossroads. That's where you guys are now.
It used to be Crossroads Bar and Grill. Mm-hmm. We're now the spot. Bar and restaurant, and we've been open since June mm-hmm. of this year, and we look forward to serving the community for many years to come. So we're just anxious. We're very glad to have Caleb come in and perform, and many more venues to come. So we want to be a live entertainment spot. We want to give the community some a place to go and hang their hat, so to speak, and be a good staple.
So this is something maybe that you what you want to do maybe on a little bit of a more regular basis in regards to having live acts and concerts or shows, right?
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's one of our main goals, is to bring live entertainment to the community, give people from surrounding communities, Osborne, Beloit, mm-hmm. Cocker City, Glen Elder, get everybody in and have some fun times.
So how'd you get involved with the spot? You said you're part owner, so how did that all work out?
I'm partner with we're all family, mm-hmm. So David Crisp, Megan Crisp, myself and my wife, we saw an opportunity and mm-hmm. took it, and it's been a beautiful adventure, mm-hmm. and it's had its ups and downs, and sure. We look forward to the ups.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So,
yeah, right.
We're just working hard and nose to the grindstone and keeping things moving.
So when are you normally open, your days and your hours?
Our normal hours are Monday, Tuesdays, Thursday, Friday, or excuse me, Monday, Tuesdays, Thursdays from 10 to 10 or 10:30 to 10. And Fridays and Saturdays we're open 10:30 to 1.
Okay. What about Wednesday?
Wednesday we're closed, and Sundays we're closed.
Okay, so Wednesdays and Sundays closed. Okay.
And those hours may change. So.
Yeah, sure, absolutely, because you're probably, as you're new in the business, you're trying to figure out what works for the community as
absolutely.
To when's the busy time and the slower time until they get that. One of the challenges in the restaurant and bar business, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
Now, Caleb, you've done some shows before. This isn't your first act, is it?
No. I've played a handful of shows in the past years. I started playing in 2014 and done odds and ends shows since then. And in fact, this is my first full show in a couple years, so I'm pretty excited about it. In Nashville, I played with a bunch of different bands. I was probably like in four or five different groups. But when you're a Nashville artist or musician, you kind of got to wear a bunch of different hats. I play multiple instruments, mm-hmm. and I'd have guys call me up and be like, "Hey, man, can you come play my showcase and play about four or five songs on bass for me coming up?" And I go, "Sure." And some would be last minute, and some would be, give you a week or two to get some things set up and going. And so it's pretty exciting stuff.
Mm-hmm. How often do you guys practice? You mentioned you're part of a couple bands, so I would guess. And then, of course, you're trying to run a business, of course, there in Beloit. So I would imagine it's a balancing act. Of course, you don't have three boys like I do. You know, that also adds complications.
Gosh, yeah.
in a good way. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes in a good way. It depends on the day, of course. But how do you juggle that in regards to the business and the music, and then, of course, finding the time to practice, and, of course, fitting with other people's schedules so you guys can get together?
Yeah, it's tough. My days usually start at right at 9. I leave the house, and I go till, 7, 8, and then I usually practice until close to 11 to midnight. So we do about every Tuesday night practice, so I didn't get home till about 1 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And we practice about 5 hours each week, and I get with my my buddy Ty Rempe. He's going to be opening up for mm-hmm. us, we get together sometimes like on a Thursday or Friday, depends on our schedule, but we mostly do a practice per week, and we just hone in for a good 4.5 to 5 hours and, mm-hmm. and push it as hard as we can. It's kind of a neat little deal. We get done with work, and then we go practice for about 3 hours, take a break, we cook dinner, and sit there, eat, talk about the set list, what covers we're going to do, what originals we're going to do, and then we go back at it for a couple more hours and then head out from there. Oh, by the way, if anybody wants to come play Saturday night, if you guys got a song that you want to play or know of anybody, come on out, bring your acoustic as well. We'd love to hear you jump up on stage and play a song or two with us.
What got you interested in music? Something you knew at a young age is what you wanted to do, or was there something that happened in high school? I mean, just when did you know this is what's something I wanted to do, whether it be full-time, part-time, I want to indulge into the music industry?
I think it's once I saw my brother Bryce perform mm-hmm. at a concert in high school. That kind of really was a good inspiration for me. It was very interesting. I used to go in his room and play his guitar and sometimes
with him, did he know about that?
He did not know
of
about
that. Of course
not.
Yeah.
Until I broke a string on his acoustic, then he got real upset.
It was the
me.
Cat, man. I had nothing to do with it.
And then, when I was about 12, I, I saved up enough money to purchase a guitar, and one of those box guitars, and I didn't look back. And I just started, the first year I started playing a couple covers, and then I actually started writing some original stuff and staying busy with it. A lot of the writing I've been doing, I've done a lot of writing in Nashville, so to say. Mm-hmm. Probably written over 30 songs, some with different artists and others of my own, and demo the material out. And I'm finally really excited to actually get an EP up and going, ready to release to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Real excited about it. It's going to be a fun time and some good music. You know, it's produced from Malcolm Springer in Nashville,
mm-hmm.
close friend of mine. And yeah, so I think it's good, some good music. I think people can relate to it, and I hope so. Hope they can.
Yeah, absolutely.
Put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in the thing,
but
I want to give back to the community, and I'm happy to be here.
Sure. The musical background all in the family, because you guys want to have, you know, live music there. I mean, it, give us a little bit of background there.
Yeah, so we've always been a musical family. We come from my grandparents, David's parents, are Baptist preacher and wife, so we grew up in a very church loving family. So choir was a big part of our life. I've been singing since I was two, and we also have karaoke during the week. We haven't set a hard date for regular karaoke, but we're thinking it's probably going to be Thursday nights and run karaoke. We want to, again, you know, just have a place where there's a lot going on and keep people moving. But yeah, we've always been musical.
Okay. All right. So before we let you guys go, tell us again when the show is, where it's going to be at, and all the details.
The show is going to be Saturday night, starting at 9 p.m. We're going to run till 1 a.m. Bring your friends. Tell everybody you know.
Sounds good. That'll be Saturday at The Spot right there in Downs, formerly Crossroads, in case people don't know or haven't been. That gives them a reference point. The Spot Bar and Grill and Restaurant. You can eat, drink, have a great time, and enjoy the music of Mr. KJ Bowers. Anything you want to add, KJ, Caleb, whatever else you want me to call you?
Guys, thank you for letting me be a part of the community, and I'm happy to be here. A lot of fun stuff in the works. And if you need a car, let me know. I sell GMCs, Chevys, Buicks, and also Fords and Chryslers. So let me know. You
can he's a music man and he's a salesman all at once. But
hey,
enjoy
Caleb,
his music coming up on Saturday.
We look forward to having you, bud.
That'll be a good time. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Caleb. And that show, once again, this Saturday, beginning at 9 p.m. at The Spot in Downs. Community Matters brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.